This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Joy 94.9. I had the pleasure of chatting to winner of the 2011 X Factor series, Mr. Rhys Maston, who won the series when he was only 16 years old. And following his massive success, he's been doing music ever since. And he's come back to chat to us about his new album and new single that's just been released. Have a listen to our chat. You've written this new album and it's just come out last week. How are you feeling about it all?
I was pretty nervous. I'm excited now that it's out, and I've just done a couple of in-stores around Melbourne and Sydney, and everyone's singing it to me now, so it's
great.
Starting to feel a little bit more real. But I am happy. It's been cool getting it out there and getting all these stories out. And
what do you mean by stories? Have you been through a couple of experiences to write this album?
Well, the big thing for this album for me was to be honest with the fans. I guess the album's like my last 4 years, pretty much stories of things I've gone through personally and, you know, business-wise, relationship-wise. You know, you can kind of write about those things if you want and go, you know, around the edges and stuff. But all I wanted to do was write it how it was, how it happened, and sing it honestly. And it came out a lot better, you know, singing-wise and delivery-wise, I think, because they were true and those stories actually happened and there was some tangibility to them.
Yeah,
it was definitely a different process for me. Like, I hadn't done it before. I hadn't really written that way before either. So it was new, but it felt a lot better. So,
do you feel like beforehand people had a different perception and that's why you decided to really be honest in this album?
I've always kind of wanted to do this
thing.
I think it's taken me time to figure out how to and the way I want to as well, I think. But yeah, hopefully with this album there is that change of perception, because it is a different sound. It is a different record. They are different songs and there are different messages behind them. So hopefully when people give it to listen, you know, it might change their minds just a little bit.
And what are people, when they listen to one of your songs, what are they going to feel? What are they going to think about?
Well, that's the best part about it is there's a big range of emotions as you go throughout the album. There's a lot of fun in there. There's those ones where, like, you know, you do want to dance, and then there's ones where you want to bore your eyes out. 4 years of emotions and stories, so it's bound to kind of change. It's bound to be different, and I think that's what I like about it, was there are ups and downs set the record.
I was just about to ask you that. You know, has it been a roller coaster?
It has, and it's nothing happened the way I thought it would. That's kind of the best bit about it, is I didn't want to just, you know what was going to happen and walk through it easily, and I never really expected to. But yeah, it's been up and down, and it's been fun, and it's sucked at times as well. So
yeah,
it's life.
It's very brave of you to do that, you know, at such a young age, just to put, you know, be completely honest with the world. What are your plans next?
I guess I want to live more to get more stories. I think that's one thing for me now, is like writing that and knowing how therapeutic it was. You know, there's been hard times and there's been great times, and getting it out in an album or in songs to have and to show people was it's something I never felt before and something that I really love. And I think for me, it's more about going and finding some stories to write about and growing as a musician. You know, the people that I got on the record to play with, I admire so greatly, and I'd love to be able to play as well. But, well, anything like that anyway. So, I think it's more traveling and getting to know the world a bit more, getting to know myself and playing some music.
It sounds like you've had a little bit of a revelation as well over the years as well, just from, especially when you're younger. I feel like a lot of people, and this is probably like a lot of kids out there, they want to be successful, they want to be famous, they want to make it, and then something may change. Would you say that kind of happened for you, like you were sort of in the buzz of everything, that you sort of forgot about yourself?
Well I think what it, especially the age that I was at when it all going on, it's that age of, you know, everything's kind of candy floss and glossy at that point, especially when you're put into
a situation like that.
It was so full on. And I think for me, it was that being happy and being honest with myself and knowing what I actually wanted. It was, you know, if I wanted to be going on every mainstream radio station I can and make, you know, whatever's fitting with that, I'll make that, you know, that at the moment, that isn't what I want to do, you know, and I kind of, that was the revelation that I had, was that I love music too much to kind of compromise
your own self,
my sound, I guess, and Yeah, I think that was the bit for me a couple of years ago when I kind of had that thought, and luckily my manager Mahalia has kind of given me the
been a mentor.
Yeah, and just given me the directions on where to go. I think that was one thing for me is not knowing.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I'm still meeting people. I'm never going to meet everyone in the industry. You know,
that's right.
And back then, 2 years, 3 years ago, I knew a lot less people. So it's been cool to get to know more about the business and more about people.
Yeah.
I think it's slowly, I'm just realizing more and more as I go on. And,
yeah.
And
with this new album, you've got the new single called Angels Cry. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Even Angels Cry, yeah.
Angels Cry. And what is that about?
It's weird. It sounds so sad. And at the same time, it makes me feel really happy. It's more about people being channeled into the directions that they don't want to go, I guess. For me, it was more about I look out on my social media or kids will come to the meet and greets, and mainly some of the younger ones that are maybe still in high school or something, and getting channeled into these stereotypes of, you know, boys will be boys. You have to be, you know, the big bloke, and you have to, you
correct.
Know, you have to beat him up if you know, if he goes wrong.
Yeah.
And girls, you know, there was one look and they're like, fix her hair and stand her tall and, you know, make this big hoo-ha. And
yeah.
I think the song's about not lying to yourself and being able to say, like, not, you don't have to fit a stereotype if it doesn't make you happy.
That's right.
And I think that's why it kind of has sat well with a lot of people, is because we all do it.
Like, yeah.
There's not one point. You can be the strongest person you want, but yeah, at some point you do lie to yourself.
You do.
Even just a little bit.
Yeah, you
and
do.
And I think it upsets you and yourself, and I think that's why it kind of tugs at the heartstrings a little bit, is because you kind of have that realization. You can't get away. You can't lie about lying about lying.
Exactly. And it's good that somebody like you, I mean, with all the, you know, there's so many, you know, let's just say, like you said, the stereotype, there is so many stereotypes about a young guy doing music and people think this way and people think that way. You know, it must have been so important for you to really hone in on this message and say, you know what? I am a human being. This is what I do. And this is what I'm going to put out there. And however you want to take it, that's fine. Yeah.
That's the hardest part, is
being okay.
Yeah, being okay with it and not letting it get back to you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people stand tall for a second and then get, you just can't get cut down. You can't let people get in your own head. It's, you know, you got to be happy with yourself. That's the main message, I guess.
So the album, you can get it. It came out last week and you can get it on iTunes.
Yes.
It's available in stores.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for
really
me.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And look forward to seeing you maybe back from some more adventures.
Yes.
And that was Reese Maston. What a lovely chat we had. And Change Colors is available now, and his new single, Even Angels Cry. So get your hands on that one, because Reese has a lot to share with us, as he spoke about before. So make sure you get onto Reese Maston. Follow him on all his social media platforms. If you don't know where to go, just search Reese Maston and all of those will come up for you. Thank you so much. You're on Joy 94.9, and thank you for listening to this Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.